Welcome to one of a continuing series of podcasts highlighting the work of the Office of Inspector General. This is Mike Kane inviting you to follow us on our website at oig.hhs.gov and on Twitter at oig@hhs. Since our last podcast, OIG has issued a number of reports. OIG found that Texas claimed $57.9 million in unallowable supplemental payments made to University of Texas health institutions over 3 years. In a second review, OIG noted that Colorado received $38.3 million in unallowable Children's Health Insurance Program bonus payments for fiscal years 2010 through 2013. In another study, OIG found that Arizona made incorrect electronic health record incentive payments totaling $14.8 million to 24 OIG-reviewed hospitals. OIG's latest Eye on Oversight, Critical Incidents in Group Homes, is on our website now. When officials fail to alert states about potential abuse or neglect, residents are put at risk. To watch the video, visit our website. What role does OIG play in Indian Country, among the nation's 2.2 million American Indians and Alaska Natives? Visit our website for a podcast that will give you the answer. A licensed practical nurse who owned an assisted living facility in Florida was charged with aggravated manslaughter of an 80-year-old resident by culpable negligence. Authorities said that the nurse, among other things, failed to adequately treat the resident's ulcers. Over several months, the resident's condition worsened. 8 days after being hospitalized, authorities said the resident died. A New York pharmacist was convicted of distributing diverted HIV medications and paying millions of dollars in bribes. He could get as much as 25 years in prison in the black market drug scheme that illegally billed Medicaid and others $274 million. A former community health clinic CFO in Alabama was sent to prison for 17 years and must forfeit nearly $2 million in a complex fraud scheme. A Miami-Dade psychiatrist was jailed for more than 12 years in health care schemes and other scams that cost the government $68.2 million. His false diagnoses earned bribes and kickbacks from thousands of people who sought to cheat the Social Security Administration and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Authorities said the psychiatrist submitted false claims to Medicare and Medicaid for office visits that were not needed and not provided. And the psychiatrist issued prescriptions for medications to support false disability claims. Medicaid paid for those unneeded medications. Three Miami residents were given long prison terms, one of them more than 15 years, in a $40 million fraud, money laundering, and kickback scheme, which authorities said was the largest Medicare loss to a fraud scheme prosecuted in the Southern District of Florida in 2015. A New York doctor was convicted of submitting more than $25 million in false and fraudulent claims for surgeries he did not perform. A husband and wife in New Jersey who falsified over 10,000 medical diagnostic testing reports in a $4.8 million healthcare fraud case, each was sent to prison for more than 6 years. A South Carolina hospital is to pay $17 million to resolve allegations that it violated the physician self-referral law by maintaining improper financial arrangements with 28 doctors. An Illinois doctor was sent to prison for 2 years for taking kickbacks in exchange for referring elderly patients to a Chicago hospital. The scheme earned the now closed hospital millions of dollars in reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid. A physician in California was sentenced to 4 years in prison after falsely certifying that at least 79 Medicare and Medicaid patients were qualified for hospice care because they were terminally ill. Authorities said most of the patients were not dying. The doctor was also ordered to repay more than $1.3 million. The owner of a New Orleans medical equipment company was jailed for 80 months in a $3.3 million false billing case. He used to repay more than $2 million. A Louisiana doctor was charged with illegally dispensing drugs and threatening to kill law enforcement officers. For links to these reports and stories and more, go to our website or follow us on Twitter. And for more on the fight against healthcare fraud, waste, and abuse, click More News on the podcast webpage. Thanks for listening.